You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, all about real estate with Ken and Jane. And today we have as our guest Sunit Patel, the president of the East Brunswick Regional Chamber of Commerce, known as the EBRCC. Sunit, big welcome to our show.
Thanks you. Thank you very much, Jen and Ken. Appreciate it, bro.
Yes, and we want to thank you so much for your service. The chamber is a voluntary organization of businesses, and we want to thank you for your leadership. This is your currently going to be your second term as president, so we know it's a big commitment because you do have a day job plus.
Right. Yes.
So thank you again for your service. So I was reading your chamber, your likes, and besides, before we get into the all the benefits and programs the EBRCC offers, I see that you like volleyball and you're a huge Giants fan. So I want to congratulate you. At least in the last 20 years, you've had some reason to celebrate in 2008 and 2012, Super Bowls 42 and 46. Still, even though I'm not a Giants fan, I was rooting for them against the Pats. I'm a big Jets fan. I still, to this day, the first Super Bowl, that was like the miracle catch with David
Yes.
on the helmet. And that was the season the Pats were undefeated. They were like, I think, a 12-point favorite to go ahead and win that Super Bowl. And even this day, I think Eli Manning has said that every time he runs into Tom Brady, Brady still can't believe they lost. He's like, still to this day, saying, man, I can't believe it. So it's something at least. Now now and currently in 2024, I think between the Jets and the Giants, we have a combined 4-10 record going into this Sunday. So
yeah, we need a lot of help right now. Yeah. We need a lot of help. But eventually, I hope, like I'm always stay positive, you know, sooner or later, we will find some great players in there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of great players, we certainly have a great chamber. And so let's get into that now and talk about what's the benefit? How does the chamber help promote the local businesses? And let's talk about that in the membership.
Oh, that's a great question. So first of all, I served as 2 years as a first vice president in the chamber, right? Also before that, 2 years as a ambassador membership committee chair, right? So I enjoy it. Tell you the truth, the major benefit of the chamber or being a part of the East Brunswick Regional Chamber is, first of all, we cover all surrounding towns, right? The better way is also we generally prefer to meet one-on-one, right? And average our breakfast or any kind of the event we do it, average people comes over there are 90 to 100 people attending it. So it's not the small number, right? Surrounding towns also, some of them are doing their chamber events, but they always say, like, we don't have that many. Why? So the whole thing is we have open arm welcoming committee, basically. It's called Ambassador Committee, which we always open up, reach out to the different member, reach out to different businesses in our town as well as the surrounding town, right? And always invite somebody. And we are always referring each other, right? Like my profession as a CPA or financial advisor, we have 8 or 10 of them who are doing the same business. And we always welcome everybody. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's always helpful. And our chamber is doing extra work to make sure we maintain that membership, but also help them to get the business out of the chambers also. You know,
right. And the chamber is a networking organization. And so the membership has grown dramatically from when it started back in 2017. I think Jane can vouch that she was one of the founding members and there was maybe a handful or 10 people. They used to go to the meetings, the monthly meetings and sit around at a table and introduce each other. But now the chamber has grown so big that the networking events, it would to introduce everybody individually, it would take the whole event. So that there's probably 250 members and you're getting almost half of them coming to these monthly events and these special networking events. So it's a super opportunity to network with other local businesses.
So forgive me, Ken, I need to correct you. Right now we have 325 members.
I know every year.
Right, it is growing, yep.
Oh my gosh.
And even though we went through a couple of years of COVID and all that issues, right, our membership grew tremendously.
Yes.
And it's the reason is because, as I said, we help each other very well, support each other's business very well, right? And we always uplift each and every member. So that's make business, basically, tell you the truth. People feel great. They feel great. They do great, right? And once they see it, like, okay, majority of the people in this chamber are helping each other. Let me help other.
Sure.
So that become a trend of our chamber.
I have to say, right, the chamber came a long way since 2017.
Yes.
And I still remember first time and the only time I run for the office, the East Brunswick Council, I lost the election. But the lost election doesn't mean I stopped service and care about our community.
Right.
Actually, I got more involved after that. And I joined the Education Foundation immediately after I lost the election. And the very next year, when the township start to try to set up the chamber, I couldn't wait to jump right in. I have to say this chamber would not be where we have today without our township support.
Yes.
And from the beginning to the end, I mean, I you know, every event, every time the township is give a big push and the support there, which we're very grateful. As a chamber member, I can see from the humble beginning, right? We first time we get together until now is a huge growth. I have to say the culture in chamber is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the people love each other, feel good to come in. We're not only for the business, it's a personal growth.
Absolutely.
And we have a monthly training, lunch and learn. We have a lot of even during the event, especially this year, I really enjoyed the gala.
Oh,
and you made it. You and the executive board made a change, which is huge change. I mean, a little change from your perspective, but huge change from the receiving part. It's really good. People can let the hair down, socializing, and talk about things rather than just like a formal the music and loud.
Right,
but this
right.
is perfect.
Thank
I'm
you,
really, I mean, as both Ken and I are members, and funny enough, we joined separately. So I joined as a residential. Ken said, no, I'm not residential, I'm commercial. I said, okay, join yourself then.
Absolutely.
So he did.
She always busts my chops that she's a founding member.
I always remind her.
One of the framers of the Constitution. She goes back, oh, I'm one of the original.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
I always tell him that.
She's right, because when we started, we used to meet at the diner.
That's right.
Right. We used
Colonial
to meet
Diner.
Colonial Diner.
Yes.
We have,
yes,
exactly.
That's
and we
right.
have only 10, 15 members attending
right.
that regularly.
Right.
And we all care about our chamber,
yes.
but as well as our town.
Right.
Right. Where we live. Right. Yeah. We prefer our family supposed to enjoy it where we live. But at the same time, what the businesses around our chamber supposed to support the community and community supposed to support the chamber.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that's the best things we have at best of the both world. You know, that's
yes.
what I say. And people in our chamber are so great. Right. Amazing. Very helpful.
Yeah.
Always kind people. We have like a lot of leaders in our chambers who are running the business since almost 45 to 60 years in our East Brunswick Chamber.
Yes.
And they genuinely guide you right way.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. It's almost like a directory. If you need an accountant or financial planning,
thank you.
If you need a real estate agent, you've got many different realtors. I mean, and
absolutely.
The camaraderie is very positive.
Yes.
The energy.
Yeah.
It seems like it's like everybody's so helpful, even though you're competitors. Everybody works collectively together, and socialized in a very
positive way. Yeah, just like a lunch and learn and a networking event. What we do is so this year we have a panel. If I want to talk about only CPA stuff or finance, I'm not gonna be the only one person. There will be two or three people will combine, and we're going to talk about the common goal about helping all the business owners as well as the community, how and where we should pay attention regarding your money and your tax. And that's what we are doing it, you know. So it's not only one person going to talk about their business. It's like how genuinely we can handle the common concern mm-hmm. about all the small businesses.
I think that's a great idea because in the past, right, I mean, just like for realtor perspective, I know we have at least maybe 10, 20 plus realtors
absolutely.
As a member. And once that was so funny, we had a member meeting and one of the realtors said to me, Jane, I feel like we're in the realtors convention here. Yeah. I said to him, I don't go to realtor convention, but I come here. Yeah. You know? That's in the neighborhood.
There's a business opportunity, you'll find a bunch of realtors.
Right? Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
I have to say that's good though, because if you have a one person doing the seminar, it's only from that person's perspective.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you have a feel, you listen to different, you know, opinion. And actually, the Realtor Association had a panel in the past. I was the panelist once and twice. Yeah. So they do the same thing. They had like four or five agents come, mm-hmm. and everybody can ask a question. And they have a prepared question, obviously, and then they have open to the floor so that people can ask.
Absolutely.
So, and then you have a four or five answers.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes the same, sometimes totally different.
Different, yeah.
So no, open up the mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is like, if you see it, when you have 5-10 people from the same field, mm-hmm. the best thing I love about, there is always competition, right? Yeah. But at the same time, who are ready to serve others?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So there are five people giving the five different answer, mm-hmm. and there are the whole audience. Now, audience has a different way to see the same answer.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Right. Everybody explains it or
differently.
Has a different take on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And if everyone have the receiving part, have their own preference. Just like, you know, you have people like hot,
yeah.
some people like sweet, some people like a sour, and somebody yes. like a bitter. You would think, why you like a bitter food? But people do.
Yes.
You know, I mean,
yes.
there's really no good or bad answer or right or wrong. I mean, this like receiver, the old professionals give the seminar. So just like the audience choose whoever they feel is most suitable to their personality and the needs.
You're right.
And the provider. Find
exactly,
the right provider.
Exactly. And it's like everybody's perception is the reality, right?
That's right.
How you
yes.
see the things, that's your reality. It doesn't matter what the fact is.
Yes.
So it's always interesting conversation.
And the vibe is always good. Even among the colleagues in the same field, there's a good, like we went over, there's a good sense of cooperation and,
yes.
and you know, collaboration.
Yes. I think, Ken, that's go back to the culture of any organization.
Right.
If the organization, you know, have a right or good culture, that's what you feel.
And we're going to take a short break. We're going to hit upon that after we get back after these messages.
Location, location, location. Yes, that's right. A three-level building located directly on Route 18 in East Brunswick is for sale. A great opportunity to present your business and brand to more than 50,000 passing vehicles. Zoned highway commercial, this building is suitable for retail, service, and professional uses. To find out more, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations, with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
All right, welcome back. We're joined today by Suneet Patel, the president of the East Brunswick Regional Chamber of Commerce. And Suneet, the title says it's a regional chamber of commerce, so it is open to not only East Brunswick local business owners, but also the surrounding towns, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have the people all over, like surrounding the East Brunswick. Basically, you can say it's Middlesex County. Right?
Yes.
We have a lot of people. Even Middlesex County Chamber is also the part of our member, like they are the member of our chamber also. And we are also supporting the chamber constantly, Middlesex County, and we support each other, you know?
Right. And one last thing about the chamber that I think is very positive is that at every meeting, every monthly meeting, it always seems we have the township government officials in attendance, and you know the mayor usually comes and gives an update on what's going on with the redevelopment or anything, any particular happenings in the town. So I think that's very, very helpful and good. And the economic officer is there.
Rob always there.
Welcome, man.
Yeah. Always there. So there's so the town is very involved with the local businesses and ensuring that they have the tools and resources they need to succeed.
Absolutely. And our every event I see, it doesn't matter how small, how big event is, but township, especially mayor and economic development officer, right? They both support our chamber very well since 2017, you know, and always there, always provide you the update information, as you said it, about the town, but also welcoming all the new businesses, right? They definitely go for grand opening, and very few mayor or the town I see it, like they get involved, just like our mayor is getting involved. In
he's everywhere.
Yes.
He's an energizer.
Yes.
You'll see him everywhere.
So if a local business owner out there is listening and they're not currently a member of the chamber, how what's the best ways they can get in touch to come think about joining?
Oh, that's a great question, Ken. They can definitely go to our website. It's www.eagle, B as a boy, R as a regional, C as a chambers, and C as a commerce, .org.
ORG.
And they can see our event tab, and there is an event calendar. They can come attend any event, right, the first event, as well as there is a link called Join Us. They can click on it and fill out their information in there. So they can definitely join it, and they can even attend the first breakfast and take a look.
Can they attend as a guest? Are they welcome?
Absolutely. They are always welcome as a guest. Yeah. Yes.
Breakfast, and then they get a chance to get a flavor for what the networking events are like, which are awesome. They're usually, I mean, you get a great breakfast, you get to hear your presentation of the state of the affairs of the chamber, and you get to network.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful event every month.
We have a lot of volunteers, right? All the credit goes to our volunteers in our chambers, and we have different committees. All the committees members are the volunteers, basically. Mm-hmm. So we have ambassador membership committee who always invite the people, right? We have accounting committee, maintain the books, records. Event committee who maintain the events and organize the events for a whole year. That's a tremendous job. They're doing their own business. They take care of their own family. Plus, they devote this much time as a volunteer.
Right.
That's a huge commitment,
and
you know?
Have quite a few special events during the year. Besides the monthly breakfast networking events, you have the annual gala, usually at the Park Chateau, which is a fabulous
event. Place.
Happened a few weeks ago. You have in the summertime, usually at Crystal Springs, at the, you know, a summer barbecue event. And then throughout the year, you had a wine tasting event in August.
And we also do we are starting to do more evening event as a happy hours. But because a lot of businesses are unable to attend our event, even though they join the chamber. But because of the time limitation and their business start very early, they are unable to attend our breakfast event. So now we are starting every quarter. Happy hours, right? And that's at least 80 to 90 people attending every event. Doesn't matter what event we do it, sure. You know, and that's always fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always go. It's always enjoyable. Right, yeah.
It gives some of the tradespeople and the contractors that start their day at 7 the chance to, you know, catch those events.
Exactly.
So let's talk about your business. Explain what you do as a you're a CPA and a financial planner, correct?
Yes. So as a certified public accountant, I have my own business in the East Brunswick, right? We do the business, all the profit organization or non-profit organization, right? We do their tax return, bookkeeping work, payroll, sales tax, all that kind of the service, as well as the business advice. Right. As a financial advisor, we also do a lot of financial services, but the whole goal is, my personal goal is to make our community wealthy. So any business owner I sit down with, then I show it to them how they can save the money legally in the tax, right?
Yes.
And how they can build up their own retirement plan or some kind of the investment where they can grow their wealth, basically. Right. Also, a lot of lawyers I work with there, the estate planning. Yeah. So it's always fun to save somebody's money and help them to see how their money grows.
Yeah, and especially with the estate planning, because there's a lot of, you really have to know the laws and what passes and what's taxable in the estate, what's not, based on the class of the benefactors, if they're Class A or Class B, or they're right, then that's quite important to be.
So that's the one I leave to the lawyers, right? Let them do it, and when they need the investment part of it, then I get involved in there. Yeah, exactly.
Right. You can't give them the legal advice.
Legal, no, I cannot. I cannot.
Whatever money they have left over, you tell them this is how I suggest you invest.
Absolutely. And then we do a lot of different services, like a kid education plans and all that stuff, you know. And I love to help the people and educate them. So we do like a lot of seminar at our chamber event, right? With the different financial advisor, they do their part, I do my part, right? And it's a common concern. Most of the people have it.
Sure.
Like, hey, how can I do this? How can I do that? So we guide them, you know? And I think it's a blessing that with the help of Lord, we all learn something better. And now we utilize our skill and talent to help others.
Sure. And you do both individual and business
returns? Yes. Individual businesses as well as the nonprofit organizations.
Oh, so you keep busy throughout the year then? That's a big job.
You better share your information because tax season from January 1st. So, you know, I mean, the people probably write down the information.
Please share your phone
and a business too.
Business, your website, if you have a website.
Yeah, sure. So my website is www.yamini, I'll spell for you, Y-Y-A for Apple, M as a Mary, I for India, N as a Nancy, I for India, taxvision.com, right? You will go there on the website. You can see it, all the link, how to contact us, right? The two of the officers, as well as the phone number is also listed there. It's 732-238-9340. So anytime you give us a call between 9 to 5, and we will definitely reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours.
Great. And I guess, thank you, Sunita. And I guess every year there's always changes for that, both to the individual and the corporate tax laws. And with this being election year, things could further change. But so you always have to keep abreast on what's going on with the tax
Absolutely. And we also have to attend a lot of educational seminars too.
Continuing
education, right? Yeah. So it helps. It helps a lot to all of us, professional as well as we can. And I think I enjoy the most is how to convert complicated situation into simplest way to explain the people.
Sure.
Right? Most of us don't know about the tax and don't know how the outcome will be. I enjoy to explain it the simplest way.
A lot of people that are self-employed may be missing certain deductions that they could otherwise take. You know, if they don't, mm-hmm. they may not realize that, oh, they can deduct the mileage and the, you know, if they're 1099s or different things that you can enlighten them on that.
Absolutely. And that's this year's our chamber's events. I would highly recommend all the member as well as those who are not the member, please join the chamber. We are starting from November a lot of educational seminar. Mm. And that definitely going to help. We have a few of the government official also going to come and educate the members. So that's going to be tremendous information,
Absolutely.
You know.
Those seminars, are they free or there's a modest nominal fee to the members?
So, no, for the member, it's a free of charge.
Free of charge.
Right. But the non-member, there are a nominal fee which they need to do it. So they can go on our website, register it, and make a payment to the chamber.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I think there's another benefit for the chamber is if you're a member, you can have a booth at the East Brunswick Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's a big
huge,
deal.
Huge, that one's, you know, worth more than the chamber fee, right?
Every year we have, on average, at least 7,000 to 10,000 visitors coming through that.
It's so busy.
Free booth. The cost of the membership is... That more than pays for itself by the fact you have a booth for free.
Absolutely. This year is saying is we have a 200 member actually participate.
Wow, 200.
200 members.
325.
Yep. Yeah. 325 who has a table in the East Brunswick Day.
Wow. And the weather was
perfect.
The God is so kind to us.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Better participation crowd, but they have, I mean, besides having the businesses there, you have the music, the DJ.
Yeah.
The rides for the kids, playthings for the kids.
Yeah. Ken always joke, my most favorite day is the EB day. And then my other favorite day is open house day.
Saturday and Sunday for her. So that's the scope of her. She loves, but EB day has got to be the favorite day of her year.
Absolutely.
Birthday, forget about the
we don't day. Celebrate birthday. Yeah. No. We don't celebrate. I mean, yeah. Ken was funny. He said every day in our house is a once ride. And that long, long time ago, our mother-in-law asked Ken, what do you do for the Valentine's Day for Jane? And Ken said, every day in our house, Valentine's Day. So we don't normally celebrate anything, but EB day is a huge thing in your life.
Yes.
We get so excited.
And we always have fun. The table next to each other. Yeah. We always have fun.
That's a chamber,
yeah. We laugh a lot, eat a lot.
Yeah.
We get to joke about the sporting events we're playing with the sandbag.
Yes.
We had a little friendly game, one of the last summer events we had, right? Me, you, Joe, and Neil. We got a little...
Yeah, absolutely. And now, Ken, you're going to definitely admit that we won all that game, right?
I don't think so.
Neil, he's a politician, so he never can be so sure what he's going to say.
You know, guys, if you're a business in Central Jersey, please join our chamber.
Yeah.
Give us a call and or get online.
Once again, please give the website because we're just out of time. So if you want to give the chamber website again.
Absolutely. Once again, the website of the chamber is www.eforeagle.org. And so definitely looking for all of you guys to be a member of our chamber. Take care.
Yes. We want to
Before we finish and give your own business phone number again.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my own business phone number is 732-238-9340. And that's my CPA services. All right. Definitely looking forward to hear from you guys.
Yes. And thank you so much for being our special guest today, Suneet.
Thank you. Thank you, Ken and Jen. Appreciate
you.
All your kind words. And thank you for allowing us to share all this information.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see everyone next week. Have a good one.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.